On the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we now hear from Newton head football coach Andy Sweetengel. Newton Cardinals claim the Class 4A District 4 championship with a 35-7 win over the Grinnell Tigers at H.A. Lynn Stadium Friday night. We talked to the coach after the game.
So joining us now, the coach of District Champions.
That's right.
Newton Cardinals, congratulations,
Thank
coach.
You, appreciate it. Thank you, yes.
So pretty impressive performance here, especially by the offense.
Real proud of our guys, right? They did a fantastic job. You know, we talked a lot about, you know, we tend to be a pretty good second half team, but let's try to be a good full team here tonight. And so that's kind of our message to our guys, and we wanted to start off hot and get after them. And yeah, just really proud of the effort and the way that they played.
Can't be any more efficient. Four touches of the football and four scores, and you showed your quick strike capabilities, plus you put some drives together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was really proud of that first drive, man, starting on our own two-yard line and just chunking things together and chunking things. And pretty much everybody touched the ball on that drive, so I was just really proud of our guys to be able to string that together and go.
Did you make any adjustments after their first after Grinnell's first off, because you pretty much shut them down after that. They had some success early.
A little bit, right? We were trying something a little new on defense this week, and I think we kind of – it was going well. They just ran into some things they didn't expect. They were trying some different things they haven't done yet this year, and so we just kind of had to tweak a few things. And,
okay.
Yeah, but our guys did a nice job shutting them down after that.
And you had some nice players fill in for those that you were missing here tonight.
Absolutely, right? Like we had some guys – really step in. You know, that's one thing that we talked about there together as a team. Just really proud of those guys that, you know, have kind of been, you know, out of the limelight this year. And but they step in when their number's called. You know, Carson Didell started at left tackle for us this year and did this game and did a fantastic job for us. And, you know, Zach Felton and Wyatt Sterling did a great job filling in for Quan. And so Asher Rhodes has played really, really well. And so, you know, we feel good about where he's at. And so just really proud of those guys for stepping up and doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, you got a lot of juniors that are doing real well to go along with this senior class. Just talk a little bit. I know we got senior night coming up next week.
Yep.
Just talk about that senior class.
Just really, really proud of them, right? Like, I think it's fantastic to just, you know, see everything that they've gone through and everything that they've, you know, done. And, you know, they've been instrumental in building up this program, you know, and they've done a nice job of kind of taking over for, you know, the groups that came right before them. But, you know, they've really done a fantastic job and really always have been in a winning program, right? And that's something that, you know, a lot of classes haven't really said. They've never really had a losing record or anything like that. And they've done a great job with their leadership. And they're just great kids on off the field.
Yeah, they have a four straight playoff appearance coming
absolutely,
up.
Absolutely, right.
It should be right here. At home.
It will be right here.
Definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what you took care of here tonight.
No 3-hour bus drive.
that's good. Yeah, nice to not be close to the stupid Minnesota border for a while.
Absolutely.
So, what was it like in the locker room during that the lightning delay?
Well, just kind of telling our guys to relax, right, and just kind of chill out and. You know, you never know what to expect in those kind of situations, but our kids did a nice job. You know, sometimes kids get like too antsy during that time and we just had them relax and, you know, it's always kind of interesting because there's a bunch of fans in there too. And so, like, you know, it's just something you're not really used to, but our kids are great kids and they're great character kids and they work really hard and they're mentally tough. And so they're able to just kind of, you know, relax for a little bit and then flip the switch and go.
Yeah, I mean, they came out and scored within 2 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
There you go. So you can't get much more than that. And what about the crowd here tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, this is a fantastic environment, right? Now, I'm just really proud of, you know, our school district and our community and that kind of stuff, right? They did a fantastic job showing out for us tonight. You know, it's a lot of fun, you know. I'm really proud of our kids for being able to handle all the distractions from this week, right? Like, the T-Mobile game was a fun, absolutely wonderful experience and stuff like that. There's a lot of opportunities to be distracted.
Definitely.
So I'm really glad our kids were able to focus on that, get a lot of good publicity for our community, because, man, our community is awesome. They come out and they support. They do a lot of awesome stuff, you know, on and off the field and within our school district and within just everything that we do. And so just a really great showcase night here for Newton.
Going to ask you, I know you have a member on your staff, but did you have any of the other team members from 1980 talk to the team or anything like this week?
We just weren't able to make it work out. So,
yeah
there's
a lot of things going
there's
on.
There's a ton of stuff going on this week. Yeah, so absolutely. So, no, we didn't really get a ton of that.
But it was nice to see him out there.
But, no, absolutely. Love seeing that, and we always have an open door. So if any of you guys get a hold of me if you want to talk to our team. We have an open door policy. I'd love to hear you.
Well, congratulations. Your first win over Grinnell. So congratulations on that.
Absolutely.
District championship here, too, as well. So great job. And look forward to talking to you next week. And we'll sending off these seniors right with a game against Marion next week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
That was Newton head football coach Andy Sweetengelm Friday night after the Newton Cardinals defeated Grinnell by a score of 35-7 at H.A. Lynn Stadium. That's today's Newton Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.